there's more fallout from the COVID pandemic, and this has to do with opioid deaths. Ellie Ingersoll with Investigative Post is joining us live. Ellie, good morning. What's the situation as you look over the numbers?
Good morning. Yeah, so the last couple months here in Erie County, there have been 85 fatal overdoses. That's up from 48 at the same time period last year. What's really fascinating, though, and what the health officials in Erie County pointed out, is that there isn't a difference in the number of overdose calls they're getting. So that's fatal and non-fatal. So they're really citing that this is because people are really using alone. They're at their homes when they usually would be at work or out in a public space. And so when someone is realizing that someone is not responsive, it's far too late for officials to administer Narcan or for anyone to really be there to call 911.
Oh, so it's because of the pandemic. You know, are addicts also maybe hesitant to seek treatment right now? And are treatment centers, you know, are there fewer options that they can give because of the pandemic?
There are much fewer options. So the state brought down guidelines. The form with all the guidelines, it's actually like 8 pages long. But one of the major things that they note in there is that these facilities should halt new intake. So new patients really can't come in. And also because of social distancing, they have cut bed spaces in half. So they've made it so that a room that usually has two people in it can only have one person in it.
Okay. Is this a unique problem to Erie County, or have you found that this is happening elsewhere too?
So it's happening in Niagara and Chautauqua counties as well. They've also seen an uptick this year. Niagara County, they're saying that it is very much associated with fear and anxiety as well. They also talked about how the supply chain, so a lot of people usually go to the same dealer to get the same drug, but that has been completely disrupted because of COVID. Chautauqua County, they're also seeing some higher numbers. When I spoke with them, they said that they really do believe that their product down there is heavily laced with fentanyl, but they do think they have a fear that there's going to be a lot more people who are in recovery right now relapsing because of all of the uncertainty surrounding COVID.
There was a big fear at the beginning of a lot of things closing down that more people would maybe turn to drugs. But what we're talking about here isn't evidence of more people using. It's just kind of a matter of where they're doing so.
Yeah, that's correct. So it's people who, like I was saying, they would usually maybe use at a bar or they would use in a parking lot or something like that. But no one's around now, so they are using at their homes. And there's a difference in the age demographic as well. So for the since 2014, really, the major demographic of the average profile of the person in Erie County who was overdosing, they were a 38-year-old white man. Well, Erie County officials told me that that has kind of changed now. They're seeing a big uptick in people who are 50 to 59 years old who are overdosing and dying.
Ellie, interesting. Thank you. Ellie Ingersoll with Investigative Post. You can read more at WBEN.com. The full story is at investigativepost.org.